court of people in the corner with a drum that make a noise both home and away. And we've got a core of people that, even if we get beat by Derby after them, stand there and clap Richie off the pitch. I know it's on the change. The real people and the people that understand know we are becoming at such a better club.
All right, I was just going to say, I think that's probably the best place to leave it, on a high note like that, Martin. I'm going to ask one more question, but I think that's a nice positive way to end this chat with you. Really appreciate your time. Thanks, Jaden. Thanks, Martin. We'll go back to Billy in the studio on his own. Good luck, Billy.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Do you fancy a drink? Just the one to clear your head. We won't be long. It's a beautiful day to waste away. There's plenty of time for another one. You know you should. I'm getting there, but where there is a good care, must be something I haven't tried. Perhaps I bottled before my eyes. No, I shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah. And through the haze, the sun goes down. It's getting late. Let's hit the town. Call some friends to paint it red. Beat the animal in your head. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah. They throw you out. You hit. You go to a club, you feel alright, you get a pill. You take his half and take the rest of it for a laugh. No, you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Across the floor, you think you see the one in your dreams, your fantasy. But that last drink has made you blind. You need the bar, but it's hard to find. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blows your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. The brand new game you want to try, go lining them up, but it's the first to die. You think you've won, but it's time to leave. Fall back to yours for a cup of tea. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blows your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. When you find your keys, you won't. Spend an hour in search of skins. When all seems lost and looking grim, you find the bottle of Christmas gin. You know you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. The rest is black and that's the worst. An empty head for an empty purse. You had a laugh, so you think. But in the morning you just think. No, you shouldn't do it. You see no reason why she blow your mind. Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. So you fancy drink, it's just the one to clear your head. We won't be long.
Dedicated to anyone on a work Christmas do this week, that is The Levellers and Just the One. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orientair crew for the last hour. They are back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got me, Nick Field, and another round of curveballs. Joining me this week, it is the return of Lavender and the Roses. She's just recorded a Christmas EP, which we're going to be hearing. Very much looking forward to that, to get us all in the mood for it. It is 12 days away now, and the denial part is starting to wear thin. So that'll get us all in the mood for it. And we'll have the gig guide, we'll have a round of chill with Nick, and tons of great music for you. The next track that I have for you, You will see Phoenix FM presenters' picks already up on the website, and they'll be up on this week's Brentwood Gazette as well. So lots of musical recommendations to finish off 2023 for you. And here's a sneak peek of mine.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Two tracks in a row from my recommendations for Phoenix FM's presenters picks this year. So the first track you heard was Paramore and the News from the album This Is Why, and the track you just heard was This Boy's Fire and Permanent Vacation. Of course, This Boy's Fire joined us in the studio earlier on in the year. I think it was about June that they joined us, and you can listen back to that and all the shows on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs, so you can go back and listen to any of those. The next track that I have for you is another band who we had in earlier this year. They were if you'd been at Edge in Basildon last week, you would have spotted them doing a live set. This is the title track from their album that came out earlier this year. This is With High Regards.
When you're so close to the other side, the finish line is now in sight, and you're never gonna put yourself back across the borderline. When all you need is just for me to guide you on, 'cause you're never gonna get there if you don't let all your feelings go. With all these things, I can't believe I'm going strong. I've left my demons underneath where they belong. I'm moving forward, fixed on your words, don't you know that you're never gonna get there if you don't let all your feelings go.
Dreaming for you to take me somewhere I can start believing. When I look at you, I get this feeling that I'm gonna get myself from all the feelings that just hear me now. I just don't wanna say it out loud. And I've seen it all. For me to turn around right now, I'd lose it all. 'Cause sometimes you gotta learn to walk before you crawl. I know you took one look at me and saw a flaw, but I know that you'll come back just wanting more. I'm dreaming. Take me somewhere I can start believing. When I look at you, I get this feeling. I'm dreaming.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
What's awaiting you under the tree? Is it disappointment or misery? Is it a better life or a fairer world? You get the things you wanted or you just get bored. So wrap it up and throw it at this time of year. It's all about spending. Last year's one for free.
up in here. Yeah, to the fame.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Triple bill of tunes for you just now here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was With High Regards and Out Loud. It's not the title track to their album. They were seen at Edge in Basildon last week, and, well, Looking forward to hearing more from them again soon. In the middle, you heard Popclaw and Stocking Filler. The minute-long Christmas Wonder. We'll play some more Christmas tunes, both on next week's show and coming up very shortly, as I'll be joined in the studio by Lavender and the Roses to tell us all about her new Christmas EP. And the track you just heard was another band who were out and about just recently, and they've just put out an EP as well, which that particular track is on. The band are Roxy Red, and that track was called Lovesick Pretty Boy. Very much looking forward to seeing where 2024 takes them after a really rather epic 2023. I think we all have to agree. If you want to get in contact with the show tonight, you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. You can tweet us, or whatever you do on the X Twitter site now, at Phoenix FM. I'm on there as well, at Nickfield Media, which I also am on all the other socials. Kerbals also has a Facebook page at facebook.com/Kerbal Radio, where you can leave us a like and send us a message there as well. If you are on the Phoenix FM website now, there is a direct contact button by which you can email us. So, whatever you'd like to get in contact with, whether it's questions, whether it's recommendations, whether it's what you're doing for Christmas, because, you know, we're all really nosy around here. It's kind of our job as radio DJs. Then we would love to hear from you. So yes, coming up next, this is a band who've also been out on the live circuit just recently. I think they played their final gig of their tour in Oxford last Friday. This is Ultra Bloom.
You said it's time for you to go.
Just rounded off their UK tour. That is Ultra Bloom and How Do You Know, a single of theirs from earlier in the year. And our interview with them from earlier on in the year can still be found on the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website. On the subject of guests, I will be joined in the studio very shortly by Lavender and the Roses. We're going to start off by Lavender is going to help us get into the Christmas spirit, sort of, with I'm Not Ready for Christmas, and that's next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM. About the turkey on fire will never cease to be hilarious. Lavender and the Roses, and I'm Not Ready for Christmas here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. And Lavender and the Roses joins us in the studio now. Good evening.
Good evening, Nick. Hi.
Good evening. Good evening, Lavender and the Roses, aka Molly Lavender. Hiya. Rose.
Hello.
Welcome back to Phoenix FM.
Thank you very much, Nick. It's been a couple of years since I was here, so it's great to be back.
It is great to have you back as well. And yes, we have lots to talk about. Mm-hmm. It is hard to believe that it was around this time of year back in 2009 that you first joined us on the show part of the band Learn to Swim. Mm-hmm. You haven't aged since then, just let me assure you that.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind, Nick. God, really? 2009?
Yes.
Wow, seems like a lifetime ago.
It does. It, but But yes, it's like, and well, now you're back with a full EP of Christmas songs.
Yes, that's right. It's my first ever EP release, so very exciting, very excited about that. Yeah, it's a project that's been a few years in the making. If I could take you back in time to the late part of 2020, say November 2020, we were all just about to go into lockdown again. We didn't know it at the time.
Yes.
But yeah, late on in 2020, I get a WhatsApp from my friend Matt one day. Matt Evans, friend of the show, used to be in Learn to Swim together.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared a new song with me. And he said, "I've written a new Christmas song. What do you think? Do you want to write one too?" And I was like, Oh, yes, I do. Because I've been saying for years, oh, I'm going to write a Christmas song. But now the gauntlet had been thrown down. So I was like, now I have to write a Christmas song.
Yes,
you
do.
I've been challenged. I can't let this pass by. Yes, so that year I wrote my first Christmas song. It's called One Day in December. It was called One Day in December. And I made a very, very shonky sounding demo. It was the first time I'd recorded anything in about 15 years. Yes, that first demo was not very pretty, but it was there. I'd written the song, and yeah, I've written a song every Christmas since then. And so now it's been 4 years in a row. I thought, well, let's compile them and release an EP of them.
Yes, brilliant. Brilliant. So yeah, it's kind of like, it's weird. I mean, it was probably the last thing on your mind over summer. so yeah, very impressive. And yeah, now you have four tracks on the EP.
Yeah.
And well, we're going to listen to the next one now. So tell us about It Started With Christmas.
So this is my Christmas song from last year. So this is 2022's Christmas song. And this one's a bit more gentle. I was kind of going for John Lewis advert vibes with this one. So I was thinking of, you know, Lily Allen's version of Somewhere Only We Know. And what was that one with the one with the dragon? The cover version of I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. Bastille, that was it. Bastille's cover version of I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. So I wanted to bring in some orchestral elements to that, you know, bit of strings, bit of percussion. There's a harp in there as well as we get to the close of the song. But yeah, I just wanted to be a bit more gentle and kind of old-fashioned sounding.
Here it is.
Once upon a Christmas time, when I was a girl, winters were long and so cold. Sliding on the ice, crunching through the snow, somehow it never gets old. Candy canes and gingerbread, cinnamon and spice, raising a cup of cheer. Magic all around, something in the air gets me this time every year. It started with Christmas, didn't it? With presents and mistletoe too. Lights on the tree, it was meant to be. That Christmas, it started with you. Gazing at the falling snow, gathered round the radio, listening to carols from King Rapunzel. Look at all the kids, snuggled up in bed, wondering what Santa will bring. It started Christmas, didn't it? With presents and mistletoe too. Lights on the tree, it was meant to be. The that Christmas it started with you. Sometimes it's hard at the end of the year to find any joy in your heart. Look for the love that was there all along. It'll lead you right back to the start. Because it started with Christmas, didn't it? Lights on the tree, it was meant to be. At Christmas, it started with you. At Christmas, it started with you.
Lavender and the Roses with It Started With Christmas here on Curples on Phoenix FM. And Molly from Lavender and the Roses joins us in the studio. So tell us about how the tracks were recorded.
So if you remember from the last time I came in, I record everything myself at home in my loft, which is not to say I have a recording studio in my loft, far from it. I've got all my recording gear in a box, and it comes out for recording, and then I pack it away again. That last one, I was just telling Nick while it was playing, there isn't an actual real instrument on that song. Everything is virtual. So in my recording software, Ableton, I've got a little MIDI controller keyboard, so I can play notes on the keyboard, and then I can put them into whatever instrument I want, basically. So as I was telling Nick, there's strings going on there, there's timpani, a harp, even a virtual piano, anything. That I'd like to give it a shout out to Spitfire Audio. I'm not sponsored by them or anything, but they do the most amazing virtual instruments, and loads of them are free. So if you are a music maker and you're listening to this, check out Spitfire Audio. Their labs, they've got dozens of free instruments on labs, and their Discover version of the BBC Symphony Orchestra, which you could hear on that track, that is also free. So yeah, get yourself onto Spitfire Audio and get some amazing free instruments. That's my top tip.
Excellent. Yes, you know, and it does. That track does not sound like a bunch of free samples chucked together. It really doesn't. So yeah, that's a excellent. We will chat more after we've heard your first Christmas choice. And it's a bit of Queen, and thank God it's Christmas. This one gets a bit overlooked, I think, but then Queen have so many songs, don't they?
They do, and you know, when you asked me, Nick, to pick my three choices, I wanted to pick the Christmas songs that get overlooked.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you don't hear this one on the radio enough, and it's a shame, because it is my favourite Christmas song of all time.
And here it is. It's a band who've had two Christmas number ones with the same song, but not with their actual Christmas song, which is a little bit underrated, I would say. Queen and Thank God It's Christmas here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Lavender and the Roses. So, Molly, the next track that we're going to hear from your Christmassy EP, by the way, where can people get their hands on the EP?
Well, it's in the pipeline as we speak.
Excellent.
I've sent it off. It's in the DistroKid system. It's going to be everywhere, basically.
Excellent.
Probably from Monday. So it's going to be on Spotify. It's going to be on YouTube Music. It's going to be on Amazon Music. I know some of my family listening have got Alexas. So you could say, Alexa, play I Can't Wait Till Christmas by Lavender and the Roses, and it will play it for you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. It's good to hear that it's coming out on Monday, because if DistroKid are listening, I mean, come on, it's 12 days till Christmas.
Yeah, make
you know,
it happen, make it happen.
We cannot let this kind of thing go to waste. Right. So, we're going to listen to track 3 now. One Day in December. So is this the track that started it all?
This is the track that started it all, yes. Yes, this is the very first one that I wrote, and I've now re-recorded it. I went down a bit more of an orchestral route with this one. So it's we've got the strings on there, we've got a clarinet. This one's it's a bit more chill, but what I was thinking of when I wrote it, I was thinking of Coldplay's Christmas song, Christmas Lights. And I was also thinking of the song from The Snowman and the Snow Dog, because I love that. I love that film. And it's got quite a lovely song in it called Light Up the Night. It's not, you know, it's not walking in the air, but it's very lovely nonetheless. So that's what I was thinking of when I was writing this song.
Excellent. Here it is.
My darling, remember
Lavender and the Roses here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with One Day in December, the first track, as you were saying, that you wrote for the EP. And was that the one that was inspired by a novel?
Well, yes. I was just explaining to Nick where I get my inspiration for titles from. I get them from cheesy Christmas novels or cheesy Christmas films. And that one was from a novel, and the rest of the songs on the EP are named after cheesy Christmas films.
Well, if anyone's going to make that novel into a film, then you are there with the theme tune.
Exactly. I'm ready. Just, you know, give me a call, Hallmark Channel. Give me a call. I'm here.
Yep, definitely. Okay, so, Molly, tell us about your first gig.
My first gig?
Well, technically, it was your first gig in a long time as a solo artist. Yeah, I probably should have elaborated on that.
So, the last gig I played before this was August 2019. Yeah, it was the August Bank Holiday weekend. And it was the Havering Show. And it was, God, it was the hottest day of the year. It was about, I think it was about 34 degrees or something ridiculous.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah. And I was 4 months pregnant. You know, and I got up on stage thinking, oh, I hope I play well. And by the end, I'm thinking, oh my God, I hope I don't keel over. I hope I make it to the end. So that was an interesting show. And then 2020 happened and no one was playing gigs anymore. I just decided to get out there again, and I played an open mic night in Camden at the Green Note with my friend Matt last month. I'm getting out there again on Monday. I'm playing at my mother-in-law's WI meeting. So Elm Park Women's Institute, thank you for having me in advance.
And if you walk past, they may well hear your dulcet tones.
They may well, yes. And hoping to get out more in 2024. So I will let you know if there's any gigs incoming.
Excellent. And it must have been nice to be playing it, be like, that's what it feels like to play a gig, confident that you're going to make it to the end.
Yeah. That was a cold night. But we were inside. It was lovely and warm. I had a cup of tea after I finished my set. It was very civilised. Yes, Green Note, lovely venue. Very tiny, but lovely, lovely venue.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to hear that you've been able to make it back out there.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to more in the future. It's time for the next song selection. And I have to say, this is a track, Christmas track, that I really like as well. Mm. So good choice. So Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas. So what's your memories of this one?
Yeah, this is one I remember along with the Queen track. I remember this being on the original, now that's what I call Christmas LP, the original vinyl version. My uncle used to play it all the time. This is another Christmas song you don't hear enough of on the radio, in my opinion. But it's absolutely lovely. I love that picked guitar intro. It just sends shivers down my spine. It's beautiful.
And here it is to do that.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and
I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him in through his disguise. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on hell. The Christmas we get we deserve.
Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas here on Couples on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Molly from Lavender and the Roses. So we have one more track from your EP, which we'll be listening to after the next track. And, well, I suppose the other question is, have you got everything ready for Christmas? I know you have a song about not being ready for it, but how's this year going?
I'm probably about half ready for Christmas. Yeah, I have some presents, but I haven't wrapped anything yet. Still got to write my cards. Yeah, so I'm about, I'm ready-ish for Christmas. Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, you've managed to get some artistic inspiration from not being ready for Christmas. Yeah. I don't think we could begrudge you that too much. I am definitely not half ready for Christmas, so you're up on me in that regard. Okay, we have one more Christmas song selection, and it's a bit of David Essex and A Winter's Tale. Now, I was aware of this song for ages before I actually knew it was David Essex who sang it. Mm-hmm. What are your memories of the track?
This was on a Christmas CD compilation from when I was about 12. I think it was the best Christmas album in the world ever, one of those types. But I would like to give some honourable mentions to songs I could have chosen, because it was pretty tricky narrowing it down to three, because I do just love Christmas songs.
I
too
bet
much.
You do.
Oh, yeah. So I nearly chose Underneath the Tree by Kelly Clarkson, because that's the best modern Christmas song, in my opinion. I mean, I say modern, it's 10 years old now. It's the best modern Christmas song because it sounds like an old Christmas song. And that's what you want. Christmas songs, you don't want a cutting-edge, avant-garde Christmas song. You want something that sounds like a Christmas song. So I very nearly went with that. I could have picked anything off A Christmas Gift for You by Phil Spector, or The 12 Songs of Christmas by Jim Reeves, because those are the Christmas albums.